KHAS.
Back at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island, as we got sent for the boys' game here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Northwest. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach sitting at 8-3 in the season, but you got three games in 5 days now. How do you prepare for a week like this?
Well, it's one day at a time, and it's one practice at a time, and it's a lot about the mental part of it. You know, our kids had a nice week last week, and we patted ourselves on the back Saturday night and a little bit Sunday, and I told the kids it's if you're looking, you know, back at what happened last week or not being prepared for a tough week like we've got this week, you know, you could get nipped and not play up to your potential. So hopefully, you know, yesterday's practice went well, and the kids prepared by watching a little film, going through a scouting report, and you just get ready to play.
Really don't have much time to tweak things for each individual game. It's more maybe adjusting on the fly.
It is, and it's a lot about seeing tendencies up to this point in the season. You know, this team's big. It's similar to Lincoln Christian as far as how we're going to have to defend it, which is a good thing for us. And then you know, but then you go into next two games, and those teams are much smaller, and just gives you a different look. So, you know, if your basketball philosophies and your basketball principles and so forth are set at this time of the year pretty much anyway on how you're going to guard things, hopefully your kids can make that adjustment on the fly.
You mentioned the Lincoln Christian ball game on Saturday, obviously a big win, 52-51 at home. That was just a big win for you guys to stretch your record to 8-3 now.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very, very well thought of program around the state. You know, they're highly ranked, and they've got a very senior laden group. And, you know, they came to our place, and whether the road affected them or not, I thought we played well. And it was just a heck of a ball game. Could have went either way. And if we'd have walked out of that gym, you know, with a loss, I'd have still felt real good about where we're at this time of the season.
Your son Brooks, 20 points in the ball game. He's had 36 now in the last two ball games. He may have found his stride for this year, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's a shooter, and they were playing his own defense and gave him quite a few looks. And, you know, we talked a little bit about with him as his efficiency. I think in the middle stretches there over Christmas and maybe a little before that, his efficiency wasn't quite as good. And whether that's just, you know, not knocking him down or what it is, but the fact that he has found some different ways to score. But the other night, the three-point shot was available, and he knocked it down.
Yeah, he scored 39 out of your 52 points from three-point territory. Kind of fell in love with the arc.
Well, that 1-3-1 defense, you know, there wasn't a lot in the interior until the final second of the game. But it was four two-point baskets are probably not going to win you a majority of your games unless you are. And we knew we were going to have to hit some threes. I didn't realize that we would probably have to go into double digits to win the basketball game. But, you know, 13 three-pointers, we'll take it. It's just the fact that, you know, if you're going to live and die out there, you're going to have some low spots in your season where the ball didn't go in the hole. And that's what I preach to the kids is we're going to shoot it when we're open and when it's our shot out of our system, whether it's inside out or movement of the basketball. But definitely that isn't really our first look. And we did a nice job of hitting a few seam passes, I thought, to get the touches inside, not necessarily to score, but to at least keep our posts involved in the game and, you know, go inside out.
Yeah, that outside game may have opened up your inside game for the game-winning shot, huh?
Yeah, it did. I don't know. We thought we'd see zone coming out of that, maybe even get trapped down in the corner because of the fact that that's where we've been hitting the threes. But they went man-to-man, and credit the kids. You know, there was nothing drawn up to man-to-man. I said if all else fails, get the ball to the post player and try to get to the line because I didn't know if our guards could get to the paint off the drive, maybe Sheehy. And we found the post player, Thomas Skok, and Thomas Skok kept his composure. He said he really never thought much about how much time was left. He dumped it down. And same thing, Zach Kitten said, I had no idea. He goes, I knew I was open and I needed to shoot it. So, you know, when he got the pass, it was a minute maybe or a second and a half left. And as soon as he gets it, he puts it in. And right after that, the buzzer sounds.
St. Cecilia knocking off Lincoln Christian, and they're off setting 52-51. Now you play your third Class B opponent of the season in Grand Island Northwest. This will be a tough one here tonight on the road.
Well, it will, and you know they're sitting at 4-7 and have had some ups and downs in their season too. They didn't play very well over the Christmas break, and have played some tough competition here lately. You know, Grand Island Central Catholic, York, those Columbus Lakeview on the road. Those are good quality basketball teams, and a lot of times if you're in a downward spot, spiral, it's hard to get yourself out of it. But they're a Class B program that had a great season last season, and some of these kids played. And, you know, with McNellis and the leadership he's given them, I think that, you know, we're in for a fight. They're a very, very big, big basketball team and going to cause some problems for us.
Ryan Rathke is their head coach. He always seems to come up with something in big games to kind of give you some problems.
Yeah, he's a crafty coach, and his plays are well executed. Their offense is well executed. A lot of times they're not making shots this year, but that may not happen tonight. You know, they may come out and they're on their home floor and they've lost three in a row. They've played a lot of junk defenses, and I've seen them play four or five times throughout film and watching them live this year, and they cause other teams' offenses to sputter. And if they can get their offense going, you know, I think we're going to see a 1-3 chaser. We're going to see a 3-2. They're not going to let us shoot the three as much. We might see some man-to-man, triangle and two defense. So we're going to see a lot of things. And our kids are going to have to be able to keep their composure. We talked a lot about it yesterday, and find the open man. And hopefully those guys are knocking down shots.
You mentioned the McNellis kid. He seems to be the go-to man, averaging about 14 points per ball game. Just talk about him as a player.
Well, I've seen one time this year, you know, he went for 38, I think, first or second game of the year. And there aren't many kids that can do that without a lot of talent. And teams are keying on him now. I've watched him. He's a big, strong athlete. He can score from inside. He can shoot the three-pointer. I haven't seen him been outside as much here in the last four games, but he definitely is going to be a post matchup for us. Zach Kitten will draw him first in the game, you know, and whether Zach can stay out of foul trouble will be one of our keys, is you know, just being able to stay in the ball game. But yeah, I would say he's their best offensive player all around, and we're going to have to, you know, at times double team him and keep him off the boards, because he's a heck of a rebounder. He's usually getting 6-8 points just off of putbacks.
You mentioned their size. This is going to cause us some problems all the way around, isn't it?
It is, and they don't stretch themselves very far from the basket. The Kep kids 6'6", you know, and their guards are 6'3" and 6'2". And that just causes you a lot of problems if you're a smaller team and not able to, you know, make them move and readjust on different and defend different places on the floor. So we're going to have to do a great job of whatever they show us, and move the basketball and move our body tonight. You know, if we get into a stand around game and it's a 5-on-5 every trip down, you know, it's going to be difficult to score. And hopefully our kids have that philosophy when they go out.
Seems like a game that we want to turn up the pace a little bit today and make this a faster pace game than maybe they want to play tonight.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I think that maybe has been a little bit of their downfall, is the fact that they don't have a great skilled set as far as driving the ball to the basket and bringing the ball up full court. So we're going to have to put pressure on them, hopefully maybe make them pick their dribble up, whether they're into their offensive set or not. And, you know, that gives us some time to help in the interior, where, you know, we're just out undersized tonight. And that's something that, you know, we've got to do a great job of, is ball pressure the entire night on their point guard, do a great job of contesting wing pass, not allowing easy ball reversal, and then trying to help inside. They run some sets where they try to take away all the help side defense, and we hopefully, you know, will be good enough in our recognition of that and doing a good job.
Okay, Glenn.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings Saints SA. Stick around and check the starting lineups. Play-by-play coming up at Saints SA and Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The high school basketball season continues as the Hastings St. Cecilia girls begin the most grueling stretch of their schedule when they hit the road to play Grand Island Northwest tonight. Pregame show begins at 5:45 right here on 1230 KHAS. Then on Thursday, St. Cecilia will play host to undefeated Minden on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5, pregame show set for 5:45. Then on Friday, we head back to Grand Island Northwest on 1230 KHAS as the Adams Central Patriots will take their shot at the Vikings. Tune in or stream online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, getting ready for the boys game here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Northwest. The girls ball game, it was the Vikings over the Hawkins tonight by a score of 41-31. First loss of the season for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here in the boys matchup, the Blue Hawks coming in, a record of 8 wins, 3 losses on the season. Ranked number 6 this week in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. The Blue Hawks have won 4 games in a row. They have won 8 out of their last 9 games. The only loss during this stretch has been that loss to Beatrice in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia actually lost their first 2 games of the season, losing to Columbus Scotus, a team that is still undefeated on the year. Lost to them by a score of 50-41. Came back 2 nights later and lost to Bishop Newman 54-33. Since then, St. Cecilia has rattled off 8 out of 9 wins here, including a win on Saturday night over Lincoln Christian, winning by a score of 52-51. We talked about that during the pregame show. It was a last-second shot there for St. Cecilia to give the Blue Hawks the win over the Crusaders. So Lincoln Christian was their latest opponent that went down 52-51. Also, since the Christmas holiday break, St. Cecilia has beaten Sandy Creek and Gretna. And now they'll see their third Class B opponent here tonight in Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings come in a record of 4 wins and 7 losses. Northwest, they played in the Wayne Holiday Basketball Tournament, the same tournament that Adams Central played in during the Christmas break. They went 1-2 during that holiday tournament. They lost to West Point Beamer 50-36, and they lost one to a Laurel Concord 45-44. Came back on the final day of that tournament and beat Pender by a score of 71-31. They lost to Grand Island Central Catholic right after the first of the year, losing to the Crusaders 37-29. They lost to Columbus Lakeview on the road 53-51. They lost to York on Saturday 56-27. So since the calendar has turned to 2014, Northwest is still winless on the season, 4-7 overall. Northwest coming in, a team that's averaging 45.1 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 44.5 on the defensive end. The leading scorer is Derek McNellis. He's averaging 13 points and grabbing 7 rebounds per ball game. Garrett Kapp is also close to double figures. He's averaging 9 points and 7.6 rebounds per game. Northwest is hitting 39% of their field goal tries so far this year, 25%. From three-point territory and only 57% from the free throw line. They're averaging about 15 turnovers per ball game. St. Cecilia, again, 8 wins, 3 losses on the season. The team is averaging 49 points per ball game on offense, giving up 43.3 on the defensive end. Their leading scorer so far in the season has been Brooks Asher. Asher has scored 36 points in the last 2 games for St. Cecilia. He had 20 the other night against Lincoln Christian and scored 16 last week in that ball game on the road at Gretna. So Asher is now averaging 12.4 points per ball game. Alex Sheehy, also in double figures for St. Cecilia, is averaging 11 points per game. St. Cecilia, a team that is averaging 49 points per ball game in offense, giving up 43.3 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia hitting 40% of their field goal tries this year, 27% from three-point territory, 61% from the free throw line. The St. Cecilia opposition hitting 36% from the field, only 22% from three-point territory. And the Hawks are doing the job on the boards, out-rebounding their opposition by a margin of 28-21. So that's the matchup tonight in boys high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Northwest will come back and check the starters right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, edition of Protein Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, it's Grand Island Northwest and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Boys High School basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The Blue Hawks will go with Dayton Seeley, 5'11", and a sophomore. Brooks Asher, 6'1" and a sophomore. Zach Kitten, 6'4" and a sophomore. Thomas Skoke, 6'4" and a senior. And Alex Sheehy, 6'2" and a senior. Grand Island Northwest tonight will go with Derek McNellis, 6'4" and a senior. He's their leading scorer. Also, Trevis Schleip, a 6'4" senior. Jason Schultes is a 6'2" and senior. Garrett Kemp, 6'6" and a senior. And Casey Dahlketter is a 6'4" and senior. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Ball is in the air. Grand Island Northwest controls the opening tip. Vikings shoot to our basket to our right tonight, dressed in their white and their gold. There's a long pass inside, and the shot is up and in. The first field goal of the ball game goes to the guy we talked about during the pregame show, Derek McNellis. It's a 2-0 ball game. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. Hawks dressed in their road blue uniforms tonight. Trimmed and Leonard in the white. Got the ball for the first time here tonight. Seeley from the outside. His three-pointers put up there and in. Dayton Seeley knocks down a three-pointer there for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks have the lead by the score of 3-2 here in the ball game. Here comes Grand Island Northwest back with the ball. Sleep has got it. Cross-court pass comes over here to Schultes. Takes the ball to the elbow. Left side of the lane out to a Dahlketter. Dahlketter, hands are back out here in the three-point territory. Jason Schultes has got it for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. There's a long pass down. Low shot for the baseline is up and in. Derek Mandala scoring there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. 4-3 is the score now. Vikings have a one-point lead. St. Cecilia back with the ball. There's a feed to the right side. Falling down with it over there was a Brooke. Sasher, nobody home, and St. Cecilia turns it away for the first time. Here comes Northwest back with the ball. Schleep has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Down on the baseline. The shot is put up there. It's no good by Kemp, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten with the ball down the near sideline. Sheehy has got it. Jump pass to the far sideline to Asher. Back outside is Zach Kitten. Down the wing on the right side to Alex Sheehy. Top of the key again to a Dayton Seeley. Down here on the left baseline is Zach Kitten. He's got the ball. Dribbles it into the lane, and now contact made. Foul called. Personal foul will be called here. It's going to go on Northwest. It's going to go on Derek Mendikulis picking up the personal foul for Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be his first team foul on the Vikings. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Sheehy comes over here to a Thomas Skoke. He's got to save it from going out of bounds. Now to Dayton Seeley out here in three-point territory to Sheehy for three. Shot is up there right down through the hole. Alex Sheehy knocks down a three ball, and St. Cecilia on a couple of threes. They've got the lead over Grand Island Northwest now by a score of 6-4 here in the ball game. There's a Schleep with the ball, takes it down to the baseline, jump pass inside. Going up with the ball is a McNeilis, but he lost it. Now picked up by Schleep on the baseline. His shot no good. Ball tapped around, is loose in the lane. Two, three players at the deck. Battle for the loose ball. Jump ball is called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Blue Hawks will play things in. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Grand Island Northwest won the girls ball game tonight in the opener by the score of 41-31. There's Brooks Asher with the ball now for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks have the lead, 6-4. St. Cecilia attacking here. That's Sheehy with the ball. Comes over to Dayton Seeley. He puts it on the floor and goes out here into three-point territory. This is the third Class B opponent that St. Cecilia has seen this year. Driving to the hole is going to be Sheehy. His shot is going to be up there no good. Battle is loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by Travis Sleep of the Northwest Vikings. Coming back the other way is Schultes. Gets the ball to McNeilis. Down the wing on the right side. Down to Sleep. They work it inside. There's a shot up and in. Garrett Kemp. Garrett Kemp getting the field goal there for Grand Island Northwest. And we are tied up at 6 points apiece here in the first quarter. The Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island tonight. Long-range jumper, shot up and in. Brooks Asher knocks down a three ball. St. Cecilia with three threes here in the ball game. They had 13 of those the other day against Lincoln Christian in their win at home. There's a shot that's going to be blocked down inside, and now a foul is going to be called. Nope, he's out of bounds. Nice block down there by St. Cecilia's Zach Kitten. They tried to take the ball of the hole there. Kitten with a block, and they were out of bounds on the rebound, so St. Cecilia will play things in. The Blue Hawks will play things in here with a 9-6 lead over Grand Island Northwest tonight. There's a Brooks Asher with the ball, left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Dayton Seeley has got it now. Dayton Seeley on the right sideline. Seeley comes back down to Asher, down in the corner to Sheehy. Out here to Brooks Asher. Again, he backs her on out to Dayton Seeley on the far sideline. Seeley working at this, looks like a band-to-band defense so far. Now they've gone zone against St. Cecilia. Down in the corner, here's Asher for three. Shot good again. Brooks Asher is knocked down at three. St. Cecilia with four threes here in the first quarter. 12-6 is the score. We're halfway through the opening period of play. Now here's a double dribble violation. Grand Island Northwest had an unforced turnover there. Double dribble out here in three-point territory. Northwest averages 15 turnovers per ball game. That's their first here in this contest. Here comes Brooke Brown into the ball game now. Isaiah Dawes is also coming in. Isaiah Dawes checking in there for the Vikings. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Raining three balls here for the Grand Island, rather for the Hastings St. Cecilia's offense. 4 3-pointers so far in this ball game. There's Tommy O'Keefe into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Comes out to Asher out here in three-point territory, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Comes over here to Sheehy, lobs it down low. Cannon Howell has got the ball, brings it up high on the block. Back outside here to Tommy O'Keefe. Over to Brooks Asher, free throw line extended, left side. Out to Cannon Howell, now to Sheehy. Lobs her inside again, spinning on the baseline, putting up a shot. It's going to be no good by Skoke. Rebound is loose, and a jump ball is called. And the possession of arrows pointing in favor of Grand Island Northwest. 12-6, boys high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS from the Rosencrantz Gym here in Grand Island. The Hawks have a six-point advantage so far here in the contest. Here's Jason Schultes with the ball to McNeilis at the top of the key. Over to Christian Ellsworth, who is into the ball game now. There's a Brooke Brown. He lobs the ball on the high block. That's a Dawes. Dawes sends her down low to McNeilis. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, but we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Tommy O'Keefe. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in this first half of play. Derek McNeilis goes to the free throw line now for GI Northwest. A 68% foul shooter on the season. He's 28 out of 41. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll have one more shot here. Northwest is a team hitting only 57% of their free throws this year. Zach Kitten comes into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. McNeilis again will go to the free throw line for GI Northwest. He looks up there, and the shot is good, so he hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's a 12-7 ball game now in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. There's Cannon Howe with the ball down the right sideline. Is it out to Tommy O'Keefe out here? Over to Alex Sheehy, who lobs the ball to Cannon Howe, right side of the lane. Cannon Howe with his back to the basket, dribbles out here into three-point territory, gets it into the hands of Brooks Asher. Asher around his screen, moves it to the left side of the floor, hands it away. That's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy comes out to Zach Kitten, dribbles to the free throw line, trapped there. Kitten's jump pass to the far sideline to Tommy O'Keefe, nearly threw the ball away. Now to Kitten, gets it to Cannon Howe, down in the corner left side to Alex Sheehy. Back outside to Tommy O'Keefe. There's Brooks Asher at the free throw line. Jump pass over here to O'Keefe from 15. His shot no good, and the rebound comes out to Schultes. Good defensive possession there for Grand Island Northwest. Here come the Vikings back with the ball. Schultz is driving the ball into the hole. Shot good, and he's fouled. Jason Schultz is scoring there, and he is fouled in the play. The basket's going to count. Personal foul goes on Tommy O'Keefe of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. Garrett Kemp coming back to the ball game now. Isaiah Dawes checks out for the Vikings. Also coming back in for St. Cecilia will be Dayton Seeley. Going out is going to be Brooks Asher. To the free throw line will be Schultz, a 57% foul shooter in the season. They'll try to make this a three-point play. Shot is up there, and the shot's way off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up and in. Derek McNeil is getting the offensive board and the putback, so it turns out to be a three-point play, and the Vikings are back to within 1 point. 12-11 the score now with 2 minutes to play. Here in the first quarter from the Rosencrantz gym. Bounce pass down low, grabbing the ball, Kitten. His shot is up there, bounces off of the back iron, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Grand Island Northwest. With the board is Brown. There's a behind-the-back pass down to the baseline, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Kep, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten has got the ball for the Hawks. Gets it ahead down to Deaton Seeley. He dribbles with the ball down in the corner. That's Sheehy with it. Sends it inside to Cannon Howell. Back out to Sheehy for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to McNeilis. McNeilis gets it away now to Jason Schultz into the forecourt. Christian Ellsworth has got it. They work it back around the horn. Down in the left corner. That's Kemp with the ball. Now to Brooke Brown. Brown comes out to Christian Ellsworth. Enter pass deflected away from McNeilis. Picked back out by Schultz. A three-pointer. Good. Jason Schultz is hitting a three-pointer, and Grand Island Northwest goes out on top now by a score of 14-12 with 1:02 remaining. Here in the first quarter from the Rosencrantz gym. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy to Tommy O'Keefe. They lob the ball inside to Zach Kitten. He works in the lane. Contact made. Foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Derek McNeilis. That's going to be his second personal foul now for the Vikings. And in the ball game will be Travis Sleep. Also coming in will be, also coming in there is going to be, back in there for Grand Island Northwest is going to be Riley Glaus. Vikings will play a bunch of people here in the ball game here tonight. There's the inbounds pass. Lost back out of bounds. Asher trying to play the ball in here to Zach Kitten. He kind of lost control of it on the baseline, and he lost the ball out of bounds. The second turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. So here comes Riley Glaus with the ball now. He's going to be trapped here in backcourt by Tino, who's into the ball game, and a timeout's going to be called. Riley Glaus picked up the dribble back here in backcourt and had nobody around to help him out. Great defense there by Alex Tino, who just checked in there. Northwest calls a timeout, 41.5 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Northwest 14, St. Cecilia 12.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight from the Rosencrantz gym. 14-12 the score. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Vikings have the ball in their offensive end. And we'll see if they play for the final shot. We're down to 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. McNeilis has got the ball over on the right side to Garrett Kep. As he holds the ball over there, Kep dribbles once. Now to Travis Sleep. Sleep out here near the 10-second line for the Vikings. There's a pass to the near sideline. Jason Schultz holds it. Picked up there by Tino. Tino going for the steal, but can't come up with it. 9 seconds to go. Driving toward the hole. There's a pass in the way. It's going to be deflected away. Goes out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of McNeilis, and they turn the ball away. A turnover on Grand Island Northwest as he tried to pound the ball inside to McNeilis. He couldn't control it, and it goes out of bounds. Isaiah Dawes comes in. Here comes Brooke Brown back in the lineup for GI Northwest. 4.6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 14-12. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Seeley will get things in to Brooks Asher. Down the near sideline, cuts back to the center of the floor. His long-range jumper is up there, no good. Big collision out here in three-point territory, but no foul called as that one is off of the rim, no good. So one quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Grand Island Northwest 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 12. Going to Bowling and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the second quarter. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia and boys play tonight. 14-12 is the score. Hawks will have the opening possession of the second quarter. Here's a Brooks Asher with the ball. He's got it out here in three-point territory. Moves it over to Dayton Seeley. Seeley dribbling with the ball as Grand Island Northwest is in a zone defense here against the Blue Hawks. Thomas Skoke has got it. Moves it down to the baseline. Asher, his 12-footer, is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by GI Northwest. Sleek with the ball. They get it away now to Schultes. Long pass ahead. Down in the corner, that's Garrett Kep. And now he come back out into 3-point territory and set up the offense here against EC St. Cecilia. On the far sideline is going to be Sleep. They're trying to go back down low. That's Schultes. Out on the wing now to Brown. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. The Blue Hawks will play things in. Grand Island Northwest beat the St. Cecilia Hawkins tonight in girls play 41-31. That's the first loss of the season for the Hawkins. So get ready to play undefeated Minden coming up on Thursday night at the Chapman Gym. That doubleheader will have on the Bees, KOIQ 94.5, beginning at 5:45 on Thursday night. Hawks are down by 2 points here in boys play, 14-12. 6:50 remaining here in the second quarter. Brooks Asher dribbling with the ball out here. Picked up by Garrett Kemp of Grand Island Northwest. Sheehy has got it. Inside down to Thomas Skoke. Over to Brooks Asher getting the far sideline. To Sheehy, top of the key for three. His shot is up there, no good. Ball chased down by Brown in the corner. Brooke Brown grabs the ball. Gets it to Jason Schultes. Here come the Vikings now with a 2-point lead. Schultes working against Seeley. He throws the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Schultes threw it one way, and going the other way was Travis Schleep. So it's a turnover on Northwest, their third of the ball game. St. Cecilia with two turnovers. The Hawks are down by 2 points here at the Rosencrantz Gym. It is 14-12 with 6:20 to play in the second quarter. Dayton Seeley with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Now looks like the Northwest has gone back to their man-to-man defense. Tino gets the ball inside. A shot is up and in. Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten scoring there. He's got 2 points as his first field goal. And we are tied up now at 14 points apiece. Here in the second quarter, Northwest has got the ball. Brook Brown down in the corner, picked up by Sheehy. Nice pass underneath the bucket. His shot is up and in. Travis Sleep scoring there for Northwest. As now it's 16-14 ball game. Northwest with a 2-point advantage. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy to the near sideline is Zach Kitten. Kitten dribbles with it, comes out here to a Dayton Seeley at the free throw line. Now to Brooks Asher on the near sideline. Asher moves it over to Alex Sheehy. Long pass inside to Skoke. His shot in the lane is going to be blocked down by Schleep. The ball is loose. Comes out near the 10-second line. Sheehy grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. That is Seeley on the far sideline. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Sends it inside. Grabbing the ball is Skoke. He loses control of it. It's picked up by Kitten. His shot's going to be blocked down. And the ball is picked up by Travis Schleep. Schleep has got it down for Grand Island Northwest to Jason Schultes. Here come the Vikings now. They've got a 2-point lead, 16-14. During the 5-minute mark here in this first half, Brown has got it. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Kep. Gets it down low. That's McNeilis. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sheehy. Sheehy gets it away to Dayton Seeley. Into the forecourt. Now to Thomas Skoke. Drives the baseline. Shot no good. He's fouling the play. Thomas Skoke will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called here on Garrett Kep. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Vikings. Going to the free throw line will be Thomas Skoke for St. Cecilia. Skoke, a 57% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's the first free throw of the night for St. Cecilia. The Hawks are hitting 61% as a team. 16-14. The Blue Hawks are trailing here in the ball game. Thomas Skok will have one more. His shot is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to McNeilis. McNeilis has got it for Grand Island Northwest. Now to Riley Glaus, who's into the ball game again. Glaus goes deep in the corner to the right side, a three-pointer put up there way off of the mark by Sleep. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Sheehy has got it for St. Cecilia. Now to Brooks Asher into the forecourt. Asher down the near sideline. Picked up there by Travis Sleep. Brooks Asher down in the baseline. Top of the key now to Zach Kitten. Drives it down the left side of the lane. A shot no good, but a collision down there, and a foul is going to be called. Kitten takes the ball down the left side of the lane. Right to the rack there for the Blue Hawks. And a personal foul is going to be called on the Sleep. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number, looks like number four for Grant. Grand Island Northwest. Kitten to the free throw line. He's a 43% foul shooter in the season. He's only 17 out of 39, and he misses that one. St. Cecilia now 0 out of 3 on free throws here tonight. Jared Kemp, or check that, coming into the ball game is Trevor Ernst now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Going out will be Thomas Skok. Kitten back to the free throw line here for the Hawks. St. Cecilia still trailing 16-14. Next shot is up there is good. So Kitten gets the first free throw of the night to go down. Here comes Alex Tino into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Dayton Seeley. 16-15. The Blue Hawks are down by 1 point to Grand Island Northwest, a team that comes in here with a mark of 4 wins and 7 losses. Here's a steal by Tino, but he lost it up again. It's picked up here by Northwest. McNeilis in the corner. His shot for three is up there. No good. We got a foul on the rebound. Tino has hands on the ball there for St. Cecilia, then lost it. McNeilis throwing up the shot. Now a personal foul is called on the rebound and Sleep. That's going to be the second foul in Sleep. Team foul number 5 on GI Northwest. St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. Brooks Asher has got it as we near the 4-minute mark now here in the second quarter. Brooks Asher looking to penetrate. Can't do it out here in 3-point territory as he works against Sleep. Brooks Asher now picks up the dribble, gets it to Sheehy. Free throw line extended left side. Sheehy takes the ball to the hole. Contact made. A foul is called as Sheehy goes down. And a foul is going to be called here on Schultes. Jason Schultes picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Grand Island Northwest. And going to the free throw line will be Sheehy. Alex Sheehy. He's got 3 points so far in the ball game. Here's his first free throw. It's up there. No good. St. Cecilia now 1 out of 5 on free throws tonight. Alex Sheehy will have one more. He's one of the better foul shooters on the team. He's hitting 82%. 23 out of 28 coming into the ball game here tonight. And he misses a second one. And the rebound comes down here to Garrett Kemp. So it's a 16-15 ball game. The Blue Hawks are down by 1 point. There's a Jason Schultes with the ball now for Grand Island Northwest. Goes over to McNeilis. Far sideline to Sleep. Sleep comes out here to a Kristen Ellsworth, who's back into the ball game. Now to McNeilis. As he has passed the ball around the perimeter, there's Ellsworth with the ball. Down on the high post, they get it to Kemp. They dump the ball down low. McNeilis has got it. His shot is up and in. They really like that baseline with Derek McNeilis. McNeilis has got 4 field goals down there within close range. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 18-15. Grand Island Northwest with a 3-point lead. Here's Tino with the ball. Here on the near sideline. Now to Brooks Asher, who's back into the ball game. Asher here about 25 feet away from the basket. He backs around out as Northwest plays their man-to-man defense. Asher drives the ball. His forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to McNeilis. McNeilis outlet pass now to Jason Schultes. 18-15, Grand Island Northwest with a 3-point lead under 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. And they throw the basketball away again. Jason Schultes just throws it over on the far sideline, and nobody in a white jersey over there. They threw it into the second row of the bleachers. That's 4 turnovers now in Grand Island Northwest. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Hastings St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout here. 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter with a score. Grand Island Northwest 18, St. Cecilia 15.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 18-15 is the score. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks trail at the end of one quarter, 14-12. So St. Cecilia scored just 2 points here in this second quarter. 2 points in about 5 minutes of work. Kevin Asher calling the timeout. They're trying to rally the troops here. The Blue Hawks will come back with the basketball. St. Cecilia coming out for that big win over Lincoln Christian the other day, 52-51. That was on Saturday. Here's Tina with the ball, dribbling right to left across the free throw line. A passing will be deflected. Ball is loose, and now a scramble, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Grand Island Northwest, and that'll be a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their third of this first half. Score remains at 18-15. Here in the second quarter from the Rosencrantz Gym, Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over the Blue Hawks, and now they're doing a little housekeeping work out here. Left of the circle. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at flatriverpreps.com. St. Cecilia trailing by three, 18-15. Here's Jason Schultes with the ball as they move it down in the corner. On the left side, that's McNeilis. He comes out of three-point territory, nearly ripped out of there, but Ellsworth has got it. Ellsworth now to Kemp. They dump the ball down low. McNeilis is shot up and in. Derek McNeilis scoring again. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. He's got 11 of the 20 here for Grand Island Northwest. It's 20-15 in favor of the Vikings. There's Alex Tino with the ball. Tino looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Backs it back out. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Brooks Asher. Man-to-man defense here for Grand Island Northwest. Brooks Asher dribbling with the ball. Two-handed pass comes over here to Tino. Lobs the ball inside to Zach Kitten. Kitten left side of the lane. He's got to dribble out beyond the three-point circle out here. Circling around, takes it down to the right side now, and still drilling with the ball, sends it out to Brooks Asher. Long three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark, no good, and the rebound comes down to Ellsworth. Christian Ellsworth with the board there for Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings have a five-point lead, 20-15. Here's Tino tipping the ball in the backcourt again, picked up down there by Jason Schultes. He'll set things up for the Vikings again. Tino with a tip. Schultes picks it back up. Schultes runs into Asher. Now the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Dayton Seeley back in. Thomas Scott back in. Alex Sheehy. St. Cecilia has scored only 3 points here in the second quarter. We're down to a minute and 18 seconds to go. The Blue Hawks have fallen behind by five. It is 20-15. There's a Derek McNeilis. They will inbound the ball deep in the corner on that far sideline. McNeilis looking to get it in. He does. As he brings it out to Jason Schultes out here near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Seeley. McNeilis has got the ball again on the far side. Circles around. Here's a pass out to Ellsworth. Ellsworth, top of the key to Kemp. He's double-teamed, and now we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Thomas Skok. That's going to be his first. Trying to poke the ball away from Garrett Kemp and picks up the personal foul for his efforts. Thomas Skok picks up his first. Team on number three on St. Cecilia here in the first half of play. So they got a couple of give here with a minute and 6 seconds to play. 20-15, Grand Island Northwest with the lead here in boys high school basketball. Schultes has a pass deflected into the St. Cecilia bench. And now McNeilis will inbound the ball here for GI Northwest here on the near sideline. Comes into the backcourt. Jason Schultes grabs it, gets a few instructions from head coach Ryan Rathke and brings the ball back in the offensive zone here. Seeley falls down. There's a dribble penetration. A nice bounce pass to Kemp. The shot is up there, no good. Foul shot by Kemp, no good, and the foul is called. A personal is going to go on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his first. Schultes takes that ball right down the lane. Nice dish at the last second to Garrett Kemp, who misses the first one, and he's fouled on attempt number two. And Garrett Kemp will go to the free throw line now for GI Northwest. His shot is up there. Good. Kemp is a 53% foul shooter coming in here. He is now 16 out of 29 from the free throw line. And Grand Island Northwest has a 6-point lead over St. Cecilia. It is 21-15. Garrett Kemp, another shot here for the Vikings. He's averaging 9 points and 7.6 rebounds per game this year. His next shot is up there. It's good. Grand Island Northwest out on top of St. Cecilia, 22-15. St. Cecilia's been outscored 8-3 here in this second quarter. We're down to 35 seconds to go. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Zach Kitten with it now to Dayton Seeley on the far sideline. Seeley holds it out to Brix Asher. Asher in three-point territory, looking right, goes right. Dayton Seeley has got the ball on the wing. On the far sideline down to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy dribbles out here between the circles. We're down to 15 seconds to go. Now Brix Asher out to Sheehy. Sheehy looks to the clock. Now they move with 10 seconds. Dayton Seeley drives it down the right side of the lane, stops there. Seeley in trouble. Now to Brix Asher. Asher is tripped in the play. He goes down. The ball is recovered here by Northwest. Now the outlet pass is deflected, picked up there. The shot taken by Zach Kitten at the buzzer is no good. That's the end of the second quarter of play. Right now, Northwest, the aggressor here in this first half against Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Vikings have made it pay for him. As Grand Island Northwest has got the lead here at the break. It's Grand Island Northwest 22, St. Cecilia 15. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest High School tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHIS. Grand Island Northwest with the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 22-15. Northwest scored first tonight to grab a 2-0 lead. St. Cecilia comes back. They went ahead 3-2. They're tied at 6 points apiece in the first half. St. Cecilia again opening up a 6-point lead at 12-6 with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play. But it was Grand Island Northwest then scoring final 8 points of the first quarter. They led 14-12 after one period. They were tied up at 14 points apiece. And St. Cecilia had a tough time getting anything going offensively as they were outscored 8-3 in the second quarter. And right now it is 22-15. The Blue Hawks are trailing Grand Island Northwest tonight in boys high school basketball. Derek McNeilis, he's leading the way so far for GI Northwest. He has got 5 field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. McNeilis has got 11 points in the basketball game for the Vikings. Only 3 other guys have scored. Jason Schultes, he's got 5 points in the game. He's got a 3 and a 2. He is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Garrett Kepp, he has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. Travis Sleep has got a field goal and 2 points for Northwest. The Vikings hitting 3 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half of play, and officially.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
The
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Come back here at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest High School, 22-15. Hastings Saints SA with the lead. Actually, Hastings Saints SA trailing Grand Island Northwest here tonight. We gave you the shooting results for Northwest in the first half of play. For Hastings Saints SA, they've had four guys that have scored so far. Brooks Asher has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points. And they got three guys with 3 points apiece. Alex Sheehy. He has got a three-pointer, and he is 0 for 2 from the free-throw line for 3. Zach Kitten has got a field goal. He is 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line for 3 points. Dayton Seeley has got a three-pointer. He's got 3 points here in the first half of play. St. Cecilia has knocked down 4 three-pointers in the ball game, all in the first quarter of play. They are 1 out of 6 from the free-throw line, unofficially 3 turnovers in the basketball game. So, again, Hastings St. Cecilia has got some wood to chop, so to speak, here in the second half. They're down by 7 points. It is 22-15 here at halftime. In the first ball game today, the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, they lost to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 41-31. St. Cecilia led 11-10 after the first quarter. Northwest came back to outscore St. Cecilia 10-6 in the second quarter. They led at halftime 20-17. Northwest led 28-24 going into the third quarter. St. Cecilia had the lead down at 1 point to 3 points at 32-29 with 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play. But Northwest comes back with a 3 and a 2. They score actually a 7 straight points to go back out on top by 10 points at 39-29. And they win by 10 tonight, winning over Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 41-31. In the girls' ball game, Claire Hamburger led the way tonight for St. Cecilia. She scored 16 points in the ball game. She was the only player in double figures for St. Cecilia. Mackenzie Brown was the only player in double figures for Grand Island Northwest, as she scored 18 points in the game. Grand Island Northwest is now 11-1 in the season. Hastings St. Cecilia loses their first game of the year. They are now 9-1. St. Cecilia will get ready for undefeated Minden coming up on Thursday night back at the Chapman Gymnasium. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader on Thursday. Action we will have for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45. 22-15 is our score here at halftime, as St. Cecilia is trailing the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest tonight in boys high school play. Tomorrow night we have got Hastings College basketball for you from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Ferrell Arena, Midland University going to be in town to take on Hastings. And a women's men's basketball doubleheader, 5:45 for the pregame show tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys. Midland playing at Hastings here on 1230 KHIS. Friday night, we'll be back here at Grand Island Northwest High School. It'll be Adams Central coming to town to take on the Vikings. In fact, Adams Central head coach Zach Foster and his assistant Rick Rath in the building here tonight, scoping out the Vikings. They'll see them on Friday night. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader, and we'll have the action for you right here on 1230 KHS. In fact, Northwest playing all three Hastings teams in the 2013-2014 season. St. Cecilia tonight, Adams Central on Friday, and then we'll see the Hastings High Tigers coming up next Friday night at the Tiger Gym back in Hastings. We're at halftime. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, 22-15. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 22-15 is our score here at halftime. St. Cecilia trailing Grand Island Northwest here tonight. And the Blue Hawks relying on 4 3-pointers in the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia scored just 3 points in quarter number two. They were outscored by Northwest 8-3. So we'll see what they have in store here for the second half here tonight. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So ready to go for the second half. St. Cecilia will have the ball to begin this third quarter of play. The Blue Hawks will shoot to our basket to our right here in this second half. Brooks Asher has got it on the wing, sends it inside, grabbing the ball down there is Kitten, and his shot is up and in. The first inside basket we've had for a while. Zach Kitten, field goal to go down. It's now a 22-17 ball game. St. Cecilia now down by 5 points here in the third quarter. Northwest has got the ball. They come back in their white and gold here, their homestanding uniforms here at the Rosencrantz Gym. There's a Brooke Brown with the ball on the far sideline, getting away from Sheehy. Gives it away now to a McNeilis at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane, spins, comes out to Garrett Kapp. Kapp gives it away out in 3-point territory now. It's Jason Schultes. Schultes now to Schleep on the wing. Sends it inside to Kapp. There's a pass on the right baseline. A shot is going to be blocked down, but the foul is going to be called. Brooke Brown goes up with a shot after the nice pass from Garrett Kapp. But it was blocked down, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Alex Sheehy. First foul on Sheehy. First team foul on St. Cecilia. Inbounding the ball for Northwest. Baseline left side is going to be Schultes. Schultes gets things in. Down in the corner, Schleep puts up a 3-pointer. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. So Zach Kitten has got the ball back the other way to Seeley. Seeley now to Sheehy. Back to Dayton Seeley out here in 3-point territory. On the far sideline, Brooks Asher now to Alex Sheehy. Angling in on the wing. Cross-court pass comes to Seeley. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to McNeilis. McNeilis gets it away. Here come the Vikings down the offensive attack. Jason Schultes across the 10-second line. Moves it down on the right side to Travis Sleep. Sleep picked up there by Brooks Asher. Out to Brooke Brown out in 3-point territory, who sends it to the far sideline to Schultes. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Here's McNeilis with the ball. Out of the near sideline, Brooke Brown out in 3-point territory to Sleep. Over there on the far sideline is Schultes to a wide-open Kapp. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Passes up the shot to Brooke Brown. Down on the corner, McNeilis. Long pass down inside, Jason Schultes. Good defense here by Hastings St. Cecilia. Schultes holds the ball, looking right, dribbles left. Schultes over here on the wing on the left side. There's a pass to Garrett Kapp, who drops the ball down low. A big collision down there. Two players at the deck, and a foul is going to be called. They're going Zach Kitten. Pass came in. Kitten and a defender down there. Actually, an offensive man for Northwest fall down on the play, and Kitten gets hit with a personal foul. His second. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks here in this half of play. Jason Schultes will inbound the ball down to a Garrett Kapp. It gives it right back to Jason Schultes. Northwest very patient here on this possession. 22-17. Vikings have the lead. Schultes has the ball tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up there. Putting his hands on it was Dayton Seeley for St. Cecilia. Schultes again. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline. That's Brooke Brown to a wide open cap. He's passed up a couple of shots here in this possession. There's a pass down low and inside, and a whistle stops play. Has got the ball down to McNeilis. And a foul here is going to go on Thomas Skoke. Skoke picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 3 on St. Cecilia. Here in this third quarter of play, we're down to 5:36 to play, 22-17. The Vikings have the lead. Here's Schultes. He just throws the ball into the backcourt here. Asher right on top of him, but he picks her up. Schultes has got the ball now for Grand Island Northwest as he brings it back into the offensive zone. Schultes moves it to the left side, picked up by Seeley. Schultes in trouble, sends it to the big guy, Garrett Kep. He has it poked loose. The ball is on the floor again. The scramble is on. We got a jump ball called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Northwest. The Saints, to say, got their hands on it to force the jump ball, but the arrow pointing in favor of Northwest, so it doesn't help them, and the Vikings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket, 5:16 to go. In the third period, 22-17, the Vikings have the lead. There's the inbounds pass, and he stepped over the end line. They got it to Garrett Kemp, who put down the field goal right in front of the basket, but they stepped over the end line in a turnover on Grand Island Northwest. So the Vikings turn the ball away here after all that. And St. Cecilia will come back the other direction, trailing by 5 points at 22-17. Brooks Asher with the ball on the wing. Asher out to Sheehy at the top of the key. Brings it back to Brooks down in the corner. Three ball is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Long rebound picked up by McNeilis. McNeilis now to Schultes. Jason Schultes will bring things up for Grand Island Northwest. Seeley falls down. Schultes a behind-the-back pass. Kept one looking for it. It goes out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Garrett Kemp, out of bounds. That's turnover number 6 on Grand Island Northwest. Dayton Seeley is going to have to come to the bench now. He's hobbling a little bit. Here comes Alex Tino into the ball game now for the Vikings, or rather for the Blue Hawks. Into the ball game for the Vikings will be Christian Ellsworth. 22-17, St. Cecilia is trailing by 5 points. Alex Tino has got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Tino comes over on the wing. Brooks Asher has got the ball. Asher out to Sheehy in 3-point territory. Down in the corner to Asher. There's a pass inside to Kitten. Shot no good, but Kitten grabs the rebound and a foul shot up and in. Zach Kitten now has 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia is back within 3 points now at 22-19. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. There's a Jason Schultes with the ball, not asleep. Schleep gives it away to Schultes down in the corner. Man-to-man defense here for St. Cecilia. Schultes has got the ball. Schultes out here in the high left side to Christian Ellsworth. Ellsworth gets away from Asher. Now he drives the ball to the goal. His shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Alex Sheehy picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 already on St. Cecilia here in the third quarter. Northwest has yet to commit a personal foul. Christian Ellsworth goes to the free throw line. He's a 71% foul shooter for GI Northwest. 5 out of 7 this year. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. He'll get one more. Northwest was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. 22-19, GI Northwest with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Christian Ellsworth will have one more for the Vikings. Squats throws her up. That one is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Kitten for St. Cecilia. Kitten now to Alex Tino. And here come the Blue Hawks now. Alex Tino with the ball over to Asher on the high right side. Down to Sheehy, top of the key. Down to Tino on the baseline, 15-footer. That one is off the mark, no good. Rebound, St. Cecilia, and a foul is going to be called. Braden Poppy into the ball game for St. Cecilia on that last dead ball. He grabs the offensive rebound, and the ball was knocked out of his hands, and a personal foul is going to be called, and Garrett kept. That's going to be his second personal foul, team foul number 1 on the Vikings. Going to the free throw line will be Braden Poppy. This will be his first free throw of the season. And his shot is up there, no good. St. Cecilia now 1 out of 7 on free throws tonight. Boy, they cannot buy a bucket. This is anything but a line tonight for St. Cecilia. Braden Poppy will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Garrett Kemp. Yepta has got the ball as he hands it away to Jason Schultes here in backcourt. And now we got a timeout called here. Timeout, Grand Island Northwest. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
3 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 22-19. Grand Island Northwest continues to lead here in this ballgame. And now St. Cecilia is going to go to a zone defense. St. Cecilia will go zone. They got a trap over there on Ellsworth on the far sideline. He breaks away. There's a pass. It's up and in. A shot taken by McNeilis. They got away. They had the trap. They got the ball to Derek McNeilis, who lays it in as 24-19. It's a five-point lead again for GI Northwest. Alex Tino with the ball. Now to Asher on the wing. Asher comes out to Sheehy. Sheehy holds the ball. Northwest is in a man-to-man defense. They get it inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline. And Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good. Alex Sheehy hits his second three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 6 points. The Blue Hawks now within 2 points at 24-22 with 2:47 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia down by two. Jason Schultes has got the ball for Grand Island Northwest. Schultes comes over to Christian Ellsworth. Ellsworth here on the near sideline is Schleep. They work the ball inside to Captain. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Is it lost out? It's deflected out. St. Cecilia will stay here on defense. Northwest will play things in. Kitten is into the ball game. Thomas Skoke comes in. Cannon Howell checks out. Braden Poppy comes out now for the Blue Hawks. 2:31 to play in the third quarter. 24-22. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead. They play things into Ellsworth. The Schleep on the left wing. Now they work it in. The captive shot. Nope, it's going to be a pass down on the baseline. It's going to be deflected away. And now the scramble is on. 2-3 players at the deck. And the Blue Hawks come down with it. Here's the Brooks Asher with the ball back the other way. Asher, cross-court pass comes over to Sheehy. Out to Alex Tino. Out to Sheehy down in the corner. Sheehy dribbles with the ball here for St. Cecilia. Sheehy on the wing. Now to Alex Tino. He puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Alex Tino sends a ball inside. Grabbing the ball down there is going to be Zach Kitten. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot and scores. Zach Kitten now with 9 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia is tied to score. 24-24. 1:50 to play. And now we got a foul in backcourt. Alex Tino picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Alex Tino gets hit with a personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5. On the Blue Hawks here in this second half of play. Coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Dayton Seeley. Brooks Asher will come out. We are tied up at 24 points apiece here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia trailed at halftime by 7, 22-15. Northwest has scored only 2 points so far here in the third quarter of play. Christian Ellsworth with the ball now for Northwest. Here's McNeilis with the ball out here in 3 point territory as he tries to drive it against Kitten. Kitten goes for the steal. The ball knocked loose. McNeilis picks it back up. There's a nice pass down underneath. The shot is up and in. Travis Schleep grabs the ball on the assist from Derek McNeilis. 26-24. The Vikings out to a 2 point lead again. There's Alex Sheehy with the ball picked up out there by Ellsworth. Dayton Seeley has got it over here to Sheehy on the right side. Bounce pass down to Kitten on the baseline. He is bumped and a foul is called. Derek McNeilis is going to be hit with his third personal foul for Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Vikings. Brooke Brown comes into the ballgame now for Northwest. Going out will be Schleep. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. This is Alex Sheehy. The trigger things in. He does out to Alex Tino. Back down in the corner. Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. McNeilis with a rebound. McNeilis grabs it on the board there for Grand Island Northwest. Now to Schultes. Jason Schultes will bring things up. They work the ball inside to Garrett Kemp. There's another nice pass underneath the hole. The shot is up and in. Christian Ellsworth scores on the pass from Garrett Kemp. So two back-to-back possessions there where they get nice assist on the play. 28-24. It's back to a 4-point lead now for GI Northwest. Here's Tino for three. His shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Tip try, no good. Tip try, Sheehy, no good. Foul called. A foul is going to go here on Grand Island Northwest. It's going to go on Schultes. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 3 on the Vikings here in this third quarter of play. To the free throw line is going to be Alex Sheehy. Gee, he's got 6 points in the ball game, couple of three-pointers, and he's 0 of 2 from the line. His shot is up there. The shot good. And in the ball game now is going to be Cannon Howell for St. Cecilia. Also coming in is going to be Isaiah Dawes for Grand Island Northwest. Also coming down to the scorers table will be Casey Dahlketter. He wants to check in as well. And he'll do that now for Christian Ellsworth. 37.1 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with the deficit right now at 28-25. It's going to be Alex Sheehy going to the free throw line for his second shot. Dips the knees. Shot is up there. Good. Boy, that hasn't happened tonight for St. Cecilia. Somebody going 2 of 2 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia has made only 3 free throws all night long. And those two right there were the second and third by Alex Sheehy. 28-26. St. Cecilia down by 2 points here. Coming back with the ball is going to be Jason Schultes for Grand Island Northwest. Schultes far sideline to Brooke Brown. Two-handed pass goes to Dawes on the far side. Dawes out here to McNeilis. Down to 20 seconds to play in the third quarter, 28-26. Vikings have a 2-point lead. Isaiah Dawes with the ball on the right side. He dribbles with it, comes out into 3-point territory near the 10-second line. There's McNeilis with the ball again. McNeilis with 7 seconds, wants to hold the ball. Now he gives it away. Schultes has got it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Schultes in the lane is running. One-hander is going to be partially deflected, and that's all they get. Schultes driving the ball down the lane. He goes up for the shot. It was partially deflected there by Thomas Skok. And time runs out. 3 quarters in the books in boys high school basketball. We'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Northwest 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 26. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings, and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Fourth and final quarter, 28-26. Grand Island Northwest with a lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. There's Kitten down on the baseline, and the shot is up and in. Well, that's Thomas Skok. Thomas Skok getting the field goal down there on the short left baseline. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and we are tied up at 28 points apiece here early in the fourth quarter from the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest. Brooke Brown with the ball. Brown goes over to McNeilis, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, gives it to Schultes. Schultes has got it. Now to Garrett, kept inside the free throw circle, puts up a shot. It's going to be too long. No good. Rebound comes down to Seeley. Dayton Seeley with the ball for St. Cecilia. Hawks can pull ahead here with a field goal. Seeley drives it down the right side of the lane, stops, has problems with a dribble, now to Sheehy. Sheehy puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key, sends it over on the left wing to Brooks Asher. Down in the corner to Seeley. Dayton Seeley with the ball, cross-court pass comes over here to Sheehy. Sheehy now to Asher. Asher looks at the three, passes it up, right on his face defensively, but was McNeilis. Lob pass goes inside with the ball there. It's going to be Skok out on top again to a Seeley. Dayton Seeley holds on to the ball. It's Schultes. Down in the corner, dribbling with it down there is going to be Zach Kitten as he takes the ball in the hole, partially deflected. And the ball is recovered here by Grand Island Northwest. Sleep has got it. Down to Schultes, down the right sideline. Pass inside to Kemp, shot up there, good. Garrett Kemp scoring there as he scores over Thomas Skok. That's a 30-28 ball game. Northwest now with a 2-point lead with 6.5 to play in the game. Dayton Seeley now brings the ball back up there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Anything but an offensive explosion here tonight. The Hawks, they've got 28 points on the board here in the fourth quarter. Spinning toward the baseline, putting up a shot up and in. Thomas Skok up and under for Thomas Skok as it's his second field goal. He's got 4 points. And we're tied up at 30 points apiece here in the fourth quarter. Northwest now with the ball. Kemp again inside. His shot no good. And a rebound comes down to Dayton Seeley. So again, the Hawks have a chance to pull ahead. Seeley, nice bounce pass down to Stokely, and he's fouled in the play. Dayton Seeley racing back the other way, finds Thomas Skok, and now Thomas will go to the free throw line here as he is fouled in the play. It's going to go on Garrett Kemp. That's going to be his third. So Thomas Skok to the line. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight from the line. His shot is up there. Good. 1 for 3 down for Thomas Skok. He'll have one more. And St. Cecilia now has the lead. It is 31 to 30. Thomas Skok will have one more shot here. 31-30, the Hawks have the lead. Skok prepares a second shot, good. St. Cecilia with a first lead in the Wild, 32-30, at 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in quarter number 4 for the Rosencrantz Gym. Here's Dawes with the ball. Isaiah Dawes at the elbow, right side, now to Brooke Brown. Brown out here in three-point territory, dribbling with the ball here against Alex Sheehy. Brown gets away, dribbles down the left side of the lane, stops and pops from 10. Shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good by Dawes, and a foul is called. I think Isaiah Dawes is going to be the guilty party. That is the case. Isaiah Dawes picks up his first personal. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Grand Island Northwest. 32-30 is the score. It's a 2-point lead for Grand Island Northwest. Officials having a little confrontation there with Garrett Rathke, the head coach of Grand Island Northwest. Dayton Seeley has got the ball here on the right wing. Seeley holds the ball. Schultz is running in his face, and now Kevin Asher is going to burn a timeout as Dayton Seeley was having problems getting rid of the ball there. So we've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia with the lead here with 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play. There's a pass by Sheehy underneath. The bucket of shot is up and in. Zach Kitten gets the field goal. Sheehy on a nice pass. Kitten has now got 11 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is out on top now by a score of 4-30 coming out of that timeout. St. Cecilia now with a 4-point lead. Sleep has got the ball on the right sideline. Drives the baseline now. He's going to be fouled in line. Personal will go on Brooks. That's going to be his first. So Northwest led 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. It was 22-15 at halftime in favor of the Vikings. Northwest led 28-26 after three, and now St. Cecilia with a lead, 34-30. We're in this fourth quarter of play from the Rosencrantz Gym. Kemp gives the ball up out here in three-point territory to Jason Schultes. Free throw line extended right side is Schleep. Now to Kemp again as he holds the ball. Right sideline, Schultes has got it. Now to Kemp, wide open at the top of the key and passes up the three. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to Brooke Brown. His pass deflected. Brown picks it back up near the 10-second line. Hands it away to Jason Schultes. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Schultes fouled in a play. Dayton Seeley picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 now in St. Cecilia. So now the Vikings are in the bonus situation. Jason Schultes will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 0-1 from the stripe. Shot is up there, no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to Zach Kitten. So St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead, 34-30. 4:25 to play here in the ball game. Dayton Seeley has got the ball. Now to Sheehy on the right sideline. Sheehy to Brooks Asher. Now to Dayton Seeley. Down in the corner to Zach Kitten. Kitten waiting for the cutter. He's got him right there. That's Alex Sheehy with the ball. Gets it back to Zach Kitten. Goes to the top of the key, sends it back down to Sheehy. Deep in the corner, entry pass down low, spinning, putting up a shot. Skokes shot is partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by McNeilis. 34-30, the Hawks with a 4-point lead. Under 4 minutes to play now. Travis Sleep down in the corner, drives the baseline, shoves off against Asher, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down here to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy with the ball now for St. Cecilia. The Dayton Seeley into the forecourt for the Hawks. Seeley gives the ball to Brooks Asher. to the near sideline with the ball. There is going to be Kitten. Takes the ball in the lane. Kicks it back out to Sheehy. Bounce pass goes back inside to Skok, and he's fouled into play. Thomas Skok is fouled into play here. And the personal is going to be whistled on Garrett Kemp. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Garrett Kemp. Non-shooting situation. That's only the 16th foul on Grand Island Northwest. Christian Ellsworth comes back into the ball game. Kemp will check out for the Vikings. Say he plays things in. Rex Asher has got the ball high right side. Down in the corner to Seeley. His pass inside is going to be over the head of Thomas Skok, but a foul is going to be called. A push from behind on Christian Ellsworth. Christian picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be the 17th foul now in Grand Island Northwest. Skok will go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He has 2 out of 4 tonight. Shot is up there. Good. Thomas Skok now is 7 in the ballgame. Alex Tino comes in. Here comes Dayton Seeley to the bench. St. Cecilia now with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 35-30. Thomas Skok will have one more shot. Good. 36-30. Northwest has scored 8 points here in the second half. St. Cecilia has scored 21. St. Cecilia has outscored them 21-8 here in the second half. And now we got a timeout from Grand Island Northwest. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 4th Street. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest, where Hastings St. Cecilia has outscored the Vikings 21-8 here in the second half. And the Blue Hawks now have a 6-point advantage here in the fourth quarter. It is 36-30. St. Cecilia trailed at halftime by 7 points at 22-15. Blue Hawks looking for their 9th win of the season here tonight against just 3 losses. Grand Island Northwest came in with a mark of 4 wins and 7 losses. They had the advantage early in this one, but St. Cecilia has done a nice job of adjusting at halftime. They've now got a 6-point lead at 36-30. This one's far from being over, though. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Schultes has got the ball now for Grand Island Northwest as Schleep. Free throw line extended right side. The Brooke Brown on a high post. Now to Ellsworth. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane to get it back inside. There's a shot taken there by McNeilis. It's no good, but he's hacked on the arm. And a foul here will go on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his third. Northwest has kind of gotten away from what worked for him in the first half, and that's finding McNeilis down on the baseline, working that baseline. He scored 13 points. He's got 2 points so far here in the second half, and that's all she wrote. Shot from the free throw line by McNeilis is going to be no good. He's now 1 of 3 from the line tonight. Cannon Howell checks out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming in is going to be Thomas Skok. Derek McNeilis to the free throw line again for GI Northwest. McNeilis dips the knees, throws it up there. The shot good this time. 1 out of 2 from the stripe. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 5 points at 36-31. Coming back with the basketball for St. Cecilia is going to be Brooks Asher. He works into the backcourt now with Alex Tino. And now we got a traveling violation on Asher. Brooks Asher is whistled for the traveling violation here for St. Cecilia. Turnover number 4 on the Blue Hawks in the ballgame. 36-31. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead, but now Grand Island Northwest has got the ball with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. There's a traveling violation in backcourt. Nobody around this time. Jason Schultes. Some indecision back there for Northwest. He is hit with a traveling violation. So St. Cecilia gets the ball back. That's going to be the 7th turnover on Grand Island Northwest in the ballgame. The Blue Hawks have the lead, 36-31. Brooks Asher with the ball here in backcourt. Bounce pass across the 10-second line to Tino, and he's hit with a traveling violation. Back-to-back turnovers for the St. Cecilia backcourt of Tino and Asher. That's 5 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. 36-31, St. Cecilia with the lead. for the Northwest Vikings and the basketball again. Here's Jason Schultes with the ball. Down to Schleep, down in the corner to McNeilis. He dribbles out here in three-point territory. Gives the ball away to Brown. Now wide open. Here's Christian Ellsworth for three. Shot good. Christian Ellsworth knocks down a three-pointer. As now a 36-34 ball game. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead with 2:17 to play. Asher nearly travels with the ball as it's knocked loose. Asher gets to the Sheehy. Now to Tino. Into the lane. Nice bounce pass down low. A ball fake going up for the shot. Kitten, and he's fouled in the play. Zach Kitten is fouled in the play here. Personal is going to be whistled on McNeilis. That's going to be his fourth. So going to the free throw line will be Zach Kitten. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Eight of those have come here in the second half of play. This will be a one-and-one situation, or is it two shots? It's going to be two shots. Zach Kitten fouled in the active shooting here. So Zach will get two. His first one is up there. Good. St. Cecilia now leading by 3 points at 37-34. We've got 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest. Zach Kitten will have one more as he eyes the bucket here. A 43% foul shooter, and his shot is up there. It's good. Hitting 75% tonight. He's now 3 out of 4. St. Cecilia's got a two-possession lead now at 38-34. McNeilis with the ball. High left side to Schleep. Now they work it over here to McNeilis. Out in three-point territory to Brown. Down to the free-throw line. That's Ellsworth. Puts up a shot and hits it. Boy, they're leaving him alone right there at the free-throw line. It's back-to-back shots there. Kristen Ellsworth hits one for GI Northwest, and it's a two-point ball game. 38-36. Here's Alex Tino. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. 38-36 with a minute and 40 seconds to play. So this one's going to the wire again. St. Cecilia went to the wire on Saturday and beat Lincoln Christian 52-51 at the buzzer. Now they've got a two-point lead here on the road. 38-36, St. Cecilia with the ball. And being decked in the play is Zach Kitten right at the top of the three-point arc. Christian Ellsworth lays him out. Out there, and a foul is called on Ellsworth. Ellsworth picks up his second. Zach Kitten again will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He hit a couple of free throws just seconds ago. He's now got 13 points in the ball game here for the Blue Hawks here in this ball game. He's their leading scorer tonight. Zach Kitten will have a 1-1 here. That's the ninth team foul in Northwest. Sean is up there. He misses that one, and now we got a whistle on the rebound. It's going to be a foul on St. Cecilia on the rebound. So a personal foul called here on the Hawks. That's going to go on Thomas Skok. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Skok. And now that's going to send McNeilis to the free throw line for a 1-1. McNeilis is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. 38-36. St. Cecilia leading by 2. McNeilis waiting here at the line. Now he throws up the shot. It's going to be around the rim and down. He'll get 1-1 to try to tie up the ball game. A minute and 34 seconds to play here in boys high school basketball tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 1-point lead, 38-37. Derek McNeilis will have one more shot here. He's a 68% foul shooter on the season. McNeilis fires one up there. The shot is around the rim and down. We're tied. Tied up at 38 points apiece with a minute and 33 seconds to play here in the ball game. Brooks Asher has got the ball for St. Cecilia. No timeout here. Dayton Seeley. Now to Brooks Asher into the forecourt. Brings it back to Dayton Seeley. Seeley is double-teamed. Dribbles out of there. And now we got a timeout. Kevin Asher calls a timeout here with a minute and 20 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 38. Grand Island Northwest 38.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
One minute, 20 seconds to play here in the basketball game. 38-38, we are tied. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Northwest led at the end of three quarters, 28-26. It's now 38-38 with a minute and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Points have been at a premium here tonight. A couple of good defensive teams squaring off here this evening. Now St. Cecilia is tied up here with GI Northwest. In the late stages of this ball game, St. Cecilia has got the ball. Sheehy has got it. Sheehy now to Brooks Asher. Asher here on the near sideline sends it down in the corner. With the basketball down there is going to be Seeley. Now to Asher. Skip pass down to Alex. Shot good for three. Alex Sheehy, a three-pointer from the deep left corner. He's got three threes now. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 41-38 is Sheehy. Hits for a three-pointer. There's a Schultes on the wing. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy with a three-pointer to give the Hawks the lead. Then he grabs a big, big defensive rebound right there. 41-38 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks with the ball. They lob it inside to Thomas Skoke, who won't go up for the shot. Now to Zach Kitten. Now to Sheehy. 35 seconds to play. Sheehy to Brooks Asher. Now to Sheehy. Splits a couple of defenders. Bounce pass comes to Brooks Asher. St. Cecilia is spreading the floor to the far sideline. And we got a foul called out here. Personal foul is going to be on Schultes. That's going to be his third. So Alex Sheehy knocking down a big three-pointer there for Hissing St. Cecilia to give him a lead at 41-38. Now Sheehy at the free throw line with 27 seconds to go. And he'll have two shots here as they're over the 10-foul limit now. Alex Sheehy has got 11 points in the ballgame, three three-pointers tonight. His shot is up there good. That makes it a 42-38 ball game. So Sheehy with a three and now a free throw down the stretch. Alex will have one more shot here. It's now a 42-38 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by four. Sheehy will toe the mark for his second one. It's there. That one is going to be no good. So it's 42-38. And now we got a timeout called here by Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings call the timeout here, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. 22 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 42. Grand Island North, plus 38.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
So Alex Sheehy hits the three-pointer with 54 seconds to play, and then he comes back and hits a free throw. That gives the Hawks the 42-38 advantage, so it's really a two-possession ball game here with 22.4 seconds to play. Timeout is called there by Grand Island Northwest. So we'll see what their head coach and Garrett Rathke has got up his sleeve here. Needing a couple of scores to pull this baby out here tonight. The Vikings really dominated the first half of play and led 22-15 at halftime. St. Cecilia has come back to grab the lead here in the fourth quarter. Inbounding the ball will be Schleep. He goes into the backcourt now to Schultes. He'll bring things up. Tina running in his face defensively. Schultes with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Schleep. Takes it down on the baseline. Schleep's pass is deflected and is going to be brought down by St. Cecilia. Asher grabs the ball on the turnover. Then a foul is going to be called. The ball was deflected. Asher comes down with it. We're going to have a personal foul called here on Derek McNeilis, and he fouls out of the ball game now with 11.4 seconds to play. He fouls out with 16 points. He's going to lead the Vikings in scoring here tonight. Brooks Asher will go to the free throw line. Asher, after scoring 36 in his last two games, including 20 points the other day against Lincoln Christian, has got only 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. He has not scored since then. Brooks Asher has got 6 points in the ballgame. He'll have a chance to tack on a couple of more right here. Coming into the ballgame now will be Riley Glaus. To the free throw line will be Asher. That's going to be the 10th foul plus on Grand Island Northwest. So 2 shots here for Brooks Asher, a 76% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Asher now with 11 seconds to play. Hits a free throw here for St. Cecilia to give him a 43 the 38 advantage. Asher will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is good. So Asher hits two free throws. Has now 44-38. 11 seconds to play. Here come the Vikings down the near sideline. Schlepp fires up a three. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Rebound. St. Cecilia down there with the ball. It's going to be Zach Kitten, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to come back and win this baby tonight in the fourth quarter as they beat Grand Island Northwest. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 44, Grand Island Northwest 38. So the Blue Hawks improved to 9 wins and 3 losses on the season. They will get ready for Minden coming up on Thursday night back at the Chapman Gymnasium. We'll have the games for you on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5 beginning with the pregame show at 5:45 as the girls will go at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Northwest, they dropped to 4 wins and 8 losses. In the final score tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Grand Island Northwest 44-38. Back with more right after this.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Rosencrantz Gym, it's Hastings St. Cecilia winning one here tonight over Grand Island Northwest. Final score in this one was 44-38. As St. Cecilia improves to 9 wins and 3 losses on the season. Northwest led 14-12 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia scoring only 3 points in the second quarter. They were outscored by Northwest 8-3. Vikings led 22-15 at halftime. St. Cecilia got back to within 2 points after 3 quarters at 28-26. Then they win in the fourth quarter, going to a 44-38 victory here tonight. We were tied up at 38 points apiece with about a minute and 20 seconds to play. Alex Sheehy hitting a three-pointer with 54 seconds to play to give St. Cecilia a 41-38 advantage. Sheehy hits a free throw with about 27 seconds to play to make it 42-38. And then Brooks Asher hitting two free throws with 11.4 seconds to play to make it a 44-38 ball game, and that's the way we end tonight as St. Cecilia wins over GI Northwest as St. Cecilia scores the final 6 points of the ball game here tonight. Derek McNeilis led the way tonight for Grand Island Northwest. He scores 16 points at 11 in the first half, 5 more in the second half. He fouls out with 11.4 seconds to play. McNeilis, the only man in double figures tonight for Northwest. Christian Ellsworth, he came off of the bench to score 7. Garrett Kemp had 6 points. Jason Schultes had 5. And Travis Sleep, he had 4 points tonight for GI Northwest. Vikings 6 out of 15 from the free throw line. Hastings St. Cecilia, they were led tonight by Zach Kitten. He scores 13 points in the game, 10 of those in the second half of play. Alex Sheehy, he ends up with 12 points. Brooks Asher had 8. Thomas Skoke had 8 points. Dayton Seeley had 3. The Blue Hawks hit 12 out of 19 from the free throw line for the ball game. They were 11 out of 13 in the second half after they connected at only one of six free throws in the first half. So St. Cecilia, a much better job from the charity stripe in the second half, 11 out of 13. They go on to win tonight over the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest by the score of 44 to 38. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
So St. Cecilia wins the boys game 44-38. Grand Island Northwest wins the girls game tonight by a score of 41-31. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Clara Hamburger leading the Hastings, the St. Cecilia girls basketball team. She scores 16 points in the ball game tonight. Morgan Nicola, she had 8 points for the Hawkettes. For the St. Cecilia boys basketball team, Zach Kitten scores 13 points. Alex Sheehy had 12 points. Thomas Scope, 8. Brooks Asher at 8 points. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our players of the game today for Hastings St. Cecilia. First of all, for the Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team, Claire Hamburger is going to be our player of the game today. She was the only player in double figures for the Hawkettes today. A couple of three-pointers, 4 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. She scores 16 points in the ball game. And for the St. Cecilia boys, we'll go with the guy who won her at the end, Alex Sheehy, as he comes up with a big three-pointer and also nails a free throw down the stretch. And Hastings St. Cecilia goes on to win by the score of 44-38. Alex Sheehy scoring 12 points in the basketball game tonight, 3 in the first half and 9 more in the second half. Alex Sheehy, Claire Hamburger, our players of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
I'm back here at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over the Vikings of Northwest by the score of 44-38. St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher will join us in the post-game show. And, Coach, we had to scrape for everything we got tonight, but we were able to pick it up there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I really, really thought this was the type of game it'd be. I mean, I've watched them four times. They make it very tough at times on other teams that I've seen them play. Offensively, if you're a team that really likes to rhythm shoot and so forth, they break that rhythm with their length, and you're not getting a lot of inside out touches. So their defense credited the first half, you know, give them credit for, you know, making us a little tentative. I thought we were much more aggressive in the second half and kind of got some things done.
22-15 at halftime, did not get a lot of inside touches in the first half of that.
No, and, you know, whether we were just missing the timing on a catch and a hit on the post defense, and I thought really in the second half it was a matter of our post maybe setting a better screen to get the guard open and then dumping it down inside. Just being a little more aggressive with everything on offense, and they were switching so much stuff that our kids weren't used to cutting after they made a pass or after they screened. And I think that was, you know, on a Tuesday night, I just didn't think we were quite ready to play the way we needed to be the first half. And then, and credit Northwest, they're a hungry basketball team. They've had a little bit of, you know, stress here on their program, and you know, but I thought this was the type of game it'd be going all the way down the stretch.
You guys finally scrape your way back to get things tied there in the fourth quarter. A minute to play or a minute and a half to go at 38-38, and then Alex Sheehy went to work for you.
Yeah, Alex is our leader, and he's cool hand Luke. You know, he's going to be the guy that takes that big shot. And when they were trapping on the up high, I thought maybe if we could slip either Brooks or him to the back side of that zone, I thought maybe we could flare screen it. And, you know, fortunately, we saw the pass. He hits a big shot. That's a senior leader for you that's been playing for, you know, 3 years now for us. And, you know, I look here on the stats, too. It looks like he led us maybe in rebounding tonight, too. And that's something, you know, it goes unnoticed, some of those little stats like that. So when he has 7-8 rebounds and contributes 12 points, that's a pretty good night.
It's a game, again, that you guys just found a way to win. You didn't play a great basketball game tonight, I didn't think, on either end of the floor, but you found just enough things to go right for you tonight.
Yeah, and I think the composure that the kids were, you know, pretty quiet at halftime, and I really wanted them to be talking to each other in there about things they needed to get done. And McNellis really just hurt us bad in the first half, and I thought they'd be, you know, chirping about that. How are we going to get that stopped? So we tried to double down all the time from post to post on that the second half instead of any guard help or not helping at all. And I just told our posts, you know, keep your composure as far as if they hit a shot from the perimeter. And that's kind of the way the team played in the second half. Like you mentioned, it just took a lot of little things right, whether it's executing a side out of bounds play or a set play. We put in a little set right at halftime just to try to get post touches. And there's nothing more than swinging our guards through and dumping the ball down and the backside post coming to the high. And we don't do much of that high-low stuff, but I thought it was too much help there. And then at times when they doubled, we even seen the open guy on the backside of it once and got a basket. So credit the kids for making some adjustments there from about, you know, at halftime and in the middle of third quarter on.
And you told us in the pregame show that this week might be a week of adjustments, so you might have to do this again two or three times because you don't have a lot of time to prepare for these teams.
You don't. And, you look at their 16 and 17-year-old kids out there, and you know, can we practice much tomorrow? Heck no. We got to really be a mental preparation type team because Minden brings something different. They're multiple defensive teams. They're up and down the floor. They're going to shoot quicker than Northwest does. They're not as big. Then you go to Kearney Catholic, and they're going to be just, you know, running a lot quicker, a lot of quicker shots, and then they've got a post player that's relentless inside, kind of like McNellis was tonight. So, you know, you look at the matchups, and that's what makes it fun for the kids, not so much fun for the coaches.
Yeah, it looks like we were playing in first gear tonight, a slow down affair. Tomorrow we might hit second gear And then the third day this week, we might be in overdrive. So.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. You get different teams, different matchups, and the way their styles are is all different. And, you know, like Coach Rathke is doing a great job. He just is – he's about a guard short of having a really nice basketball team right now. And their bigs hurt us in the first half, and I thought our kids competed like crazy in the second half and dug down and got some stops at crucial times and then hit a big shot.
Okay, we'll see you Thursday.
Thanks for covered, Mike.
Yep, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Grand Island Northwest. Final score of 44-38. Back with the final word right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Well, tomorrow night we have Hastings College basketball for you. Midland University going to be in town to take on Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Women's men's basketball doubleheader. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow. Women's game will go at 6. The guys will go at 8 o'clock. We'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHIS. Again, tonight the Saints to say Hawkettes lose their first ball game of the season. They drop one to Class B second-ranked Northwest by the score of 41-31. St. Cecilia getting 16 points from Claire Hamburger tonight. St. Cecilia boys winning in the nightcap by a score of 44-38. It was Zach Kitten scoring 13 points in the ballgame. Alex Sheehy had 12. St. Cecilia will take on Minden on Thursday night at the Chapman Gym. We'll have that doubleheader for you on Thursday night on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 5:45. That'll wrap things up from the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Grand Island.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.